Australian workers are losing the battle for better work-life balance thanks to excessive unpaid overtime, which is estimated to be worth more than $100 billion every year. New research from the Australia Institute has found the average worker does 6 hours of unpaid overtime every week. The survey of around 1,000 people has found job insecurity and expectations from bosses are driving these soaring rates of unpaid overtime. Emily Burke has more.
It's National Go Home on Time Day, but new research shows almost half of Australian workers don't know what time they'll be knocking off and are more than likely to be doing unpaid overtime.
The idea that we're the land of the long weekend, the sickie and the smoko is just long gone. What we are is one of the most overworked people in the world.
Dr. Richard Dennis from the Australia Institute says the issue of unpaid overtime goes beyond staying back at the office for just a bit.
Working outside of work hours via email or phone calls. It really has become a scourge for full-time workers, and for part-time workers the problem is insecurity. They don't know how long their shift will be. They don't know when they're going to get called in.
Is this just an inevitable part of working in a global economy, in a very competitive economy?
No, it's not, because it didn't used to be the case. And around the world, Australia, unfortunately, is certainly towards the bottom of the pile when it comes to work-life balance. So it doesn't have to be this way.
Is there a difference in the experience of men and women?
There are differences. Men do work longer hours on average than women, but the issue is predictability, and no one with responsibilities for picking up kids, for example, can be nearly as flexible as their employer would like them to be. So while men often work longer hours, women often experience more stress about getting out the door on time.
Is it acute in any particular profession?
Look, unfortunately, it is quite across the board. It is quite acute in IT, in financial services, and in the law. But the flexibility and the insecurity of work is particularly prominent in the retail sector and for casual people. I think governments need to step in. I think we need a lot more corporate leadership. And I also think that we need much better information. Many employers describe themselves on their website as a family-friendly workplace when they actually have a toxic work culture.
What changed?
I think the deregulation of the labour market moved from there were rules that we kind of knew what was expected of us, that it was written down. Now, as individuals, we're all expected to negotiate these things with our managers. And a lot of managers are bad at having these conversations. A lot of employees are bad at having these conversations. And the result is that you've got a lot of people working long hours because they think that's what's required of them. And there's a lot of managers we've spoken to saying, well, I work long hours because my staff do, and I don't want to be the one that goes home first.
That's rum, isn't it? What a weird catch-22 we create for ourselves. Richard Dennis from the Australia Institute speaking to Emily Burke.